Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit meets Padre Martinez at last. Giovanni shuffled up to his feet when he realized that he was finally in the presence of Padre Martinez of Taos. He carefully studied the broad face of the priest, which looked even broader because of the receding hairline, whose wisps were parted in the middle and fell equally on both sides of his head. He looked like a man who was driven to produce and to succeed. His squat, indelicate fingers betrayed the hands of a peasant who has labored long and hard. The starched Roman collar around his thick neck contrasted sharply with his dusty cassock. "Good morning, Your Excellency," said the hermit to the man standing in front of him. "I am no excellency," replied Padre Martinez, evenly between his clenched, yellowed teeth. "I am no kind of excellency at all." This time he said it with his voice becoming louder and stronger. "There are some here who even refuse to acknowledge my title as priest. I suppose it is true that no man is recognized as a prophet in his own village. History repeats itself." The holy hermit lowered his eyes and listened. He could tell that Padre Martinez of Taos had something that he needed to say. The good priest probably wasn't even aware of the fact that Giovanni was new in town. He was so caught up in whatever it was that was occupying his mind. Giovanni prayed in silence while Padre Martinez went on. "Ay, ese obispo va a causar mi muerte. That bishop will be the death of me yet. That's the trouble with all newcomers to this place. They think that they have a monopoly on brains and culture and that the people of New Mexico know nothing. Such arrogance. Just because they have a little institutional training and education, they can't recognize that real learning comes from observing life. Ay, la nación americana es un burro donde van montados los abogados. Ay, this American nation is nothing but a donkey ridden by lawyers." Giovanni glanced up, somewhat tickled by the analogy that the irate priest was making. It certainly created a fanciful image in his mind, but he said nothing. Padre Martinez, who had paused in his tirade, became dimly aware of the hermit standing in front of him. He looked squarely at him and continued, "And those who think they know canon law are the worst of them all." "Who knows canon law, Padre?" said Giovanni to the priest. Padre Martinez blushed a deep shade of red, and he focused on the idea that his outrage had been listened to by a hermit who was standing in front of him. I was just told that the new spiritual leader of the church in Santa Fe has refused to recognize three of my seminary pupils as ready for priesthood, and that they will have to repeat 3 years of training. I suspect that the only reason that they will have to do this is because he himself did not train them." Giovanni caught the sarcasm in the priest's voice as he said, "he," referring to the bishop. "To which three pupils are you referring to, Padre?" he asked the priest. "They are three local young men whom I have known since they were little boys," came the answer. "The first is Miguel Vigil, right here from this very village. He is particularly adept at the grammar of Latin, readings in classical Latin, and in the recitation of Latin orators. I taught him that ancient language so well that he may soon surpass me in that discipline." Giovanni could see that Padre Martinez was particularly proud of the accomplishments of this young man whom he had trained for the service of the church. It was more than likely that the priest saw Miguel Vigil as an extension of himself. "The second young man," continued Padre Martinez, "is named Ramon Medina. He comes from swarthy Moorish extraction. He has a particular penchant, shall we say, for the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas. While other young people his age are reading bad translations of French novels, Ramon Medina lies around reading the Summa Theologica as a means of relaxation." He chuckled to himself at the mere thought. "And who is the third young man whose learning is in question from the bishop?" asked Giovanni. "Ah, yes," said Padre Martinez, rubbing his hands together. "He is one versed in ontology, which is the hardest part of philosophy, since it deals with perceptions of reality. but he really seems to like it. He is from the village of Arroyo Seco, and his name is Jose Zambrano Tafoya. You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.